WSBTRadio.com presents a fan's perspective on Notre Dame sports. This is Dome and Domer.
Hello again, everybody. This is Dome and Domer. I'm Mike Sullivan along with Mike Brammer. We're going to preview Notre Dame's game against North Carolina coming up this Saturday. If you have any questions or comments, send us an email, info@domeanddomer.com, or post a comment on our website, domeanddomer.com. Bram, this is a huge game. I think a lot of people looked at this game in the offseason. You look at the schedule and you say, oh, North Carolina, that's a win. But Carolina certainly has gotten off to a good start. They've got a lot of talent back, a lot of young talent, just like we do. They got a great coach in Butch Davis, and they're playing at home for the first time as a ranked team against a big name opponent on national TV. It seems to set up for one of those games where we get embarrassed on national TV. I think that's one of the concerns you have going in. But on the other hand, do the intangibles maybe work for us instead? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I think so. I mean, you got to think to yourself going into this game, basing it on how we've played the last two games, it gives us a chance. And, you know, we are a 7-point underdog right now at the moment going into this game. So that tells you clearly where the odds makers think this is going. But I don't see it again. You know, I think worst case scenario, it could be another tight Michigan State game where, it's going to come down to us not turning the ball over. You know, if we can effectively not turn the ball over, I think it's going to be a close game and it's going to come down to the wire. If we turn the ball over, then yeah, we could lose by 7, 10 points, even 14 points if we're turning the ball over. But I think that being that we're going against a team that's very much like us, they're young, they now have a third string quarterback taking over the team, and this will be his second start of the season. I mean, there's some things working our way going into this.
I agree with you. I think they haven't played the kind of competition to get them ready for a game like this. I mean, Virginia Tech is obviously a good program, talented guys, and they lost to Virginia Tech. But other than that, I mean, their wins aren't all that impressive. Rutgers, early in the year, they blew Rutgers out, and everybody went, ooh. But, you know, Rutgers has proven to not be any good, and Connecticut's terrible. And, I just don't know that North Carolina has seen anybody as good as us. So that gives me some reason for hope. If we can manage those intangibles, though, the emotion of their crowd and their team on the road, okay, how do you do that? How do you manage those things? I think you hit it right on the head. We've got to not turn the ball over, particularly early in the game. You know, if you think back to the Michigan State game, we came out and really tried to pound it and run the ball, and I think that had some positive effect, even though we weren't ultimately successful, in that we stayed out of the big play, the negative big play. We shortened the game by keeping the clock moving. I think some of those things might need to happen again this week. On the other hand, though, you love the way we're throwing the ball. So it will be interesting to see how we open up.
Yeah, the defense has clearly given us a chance to win every single ball game that we've been in. And, you know, if you take that back, the last two games, we haven't turned the ball over. So we're doing something right. And, you know, that's just confidence building on top of itself. I like our chances in this game for a couple of reasons. One, I like the approach that Tanuta has been taking with the defense. I mean, he and Corwin Brown obviously seem to be clicking, and they are improving week to week. So you got to think that they're going to continue with that mode, and being on the road, they'll take this as, you know, a big opportunity to notch a feather in their cap. And I think they're going to rise to the occasion to play well defensively. That's going to put the onus on us offensively to just not turn the ball over. And I think if we can go into this game and not turn it over, we're talented enough with the guys on the offensive side of the ball to move it down the field and put some points on the board.
Yeah, so, I agree with you. That is the real key. Now, turnovers are often caused by pressure, and North Carolina is very athletic. You know, they've got a lot of speed guys on their defense. And, you know, that can give us some trouble. If we can't handle their blitzes, well, they don't like the blitz all that much because their front four can just get so much pressure on the quarterback. And it reminds me a little bit of the front line UCLA had a couple years ago where they got some real playmakers that single-handedly can get to the quarterback. So I think those are some of the keys. You know, as our offense matches up with their defense, can we handle their athleticism?
Yeah, and they've, in the game against Connecticut, they had three block punts. So they scored 38 points. They only gave up 12 defensively, but they obviously have some athletes. They make plays in other areas of the game, and that's gonna be a concern for us from the standpoint that there's gonna be pressure, not just offense, it's special teams. You know, defensively, I really think that could be the strength for us going into this game, and that's where we're gonna have to hang our hat is how well we play defensively, but. Just having that ability to move the ball and shake it up. I mean, I think you're going to see a couple wrinkles here and there. I mean, Charlie's that kind of guy where he's the type of guy that probably has been watching film for the last 25 hours, if you could do that in a day. I mean, there is clearly going to be some angles that he's going to see and some wrinkles that we're going to put in. So, you know, you're going to hope to see that kind of stuff. And I really think if we just don't turn the ball over, if we can get out of this game with one turnover, we got a great shot at winning this game.
Well, I do like our defensive matchup against their offense, and their offense is not real dynamic. They don't run it all that well. They're playing, like you said, with the reserve quarterback. So I do think our defense maybe has the edge in that matchup, and we definitely need to win the turnover battle. But what you say about Charlie putting in some wrinkles and so forth, yeah, that scares me a little bit. Are we at the point yet where we can, Charlie can start tinkering, or should we just stick with what we're doing well? We're still an extremely young team, and I would hate to see us put too much in the playbook and not be able to execute. And I think that if Weiss has a fault as an offensive guy, it's maybe that he tinkers too much or that there's too much offense.
Yeah, but he hasn't been doing that this year so far. I mean, you haven't seen him get cute on, third and one.
Right. So, let's hope he doesn't do that. That's my point. I agree with you. He hasn't done it.
But the wrinkles I'm talking about are just certain pass plays that we have not put in yet. You know, having the tight end flare out on the line of scrimmage, catch it and turn it upfield. I mean, things like that we haven't seen yet that we may see if Charlie in his film study has found some areas where that's going to open up. Now, I agree with you. I think that what has happened in the last two games is there's been a lot more freedom for Clawson to come up to the line of scrimmage and make calls and audible out of things and to kind of really control the offense. You know, we've been clicking since we've gone to the no huddle. And Jimmy has said it himself, he's a lot more comfortable in that situation. And that's a good thing. I mean, that's what you want is Weiss's mind inside of Clawson's as he goes to the line of scrimmage and let him make the calls based on what he's seen in front of him. And the only catch there would be that North Carolina, probably because of their athleticism up front, are going to not have to send a bunch of guys our way. I think they're going to come out and just go man up on us, and that'll come down to, how well is the offensive line going to block? I mean, are we going to find Clawson enough time and give him some time to be able to pick things apart in the secondary? And if we can do that successfully and he doesn't turn it over, I mean, I really see us moving the ball.
Well, just to follow up on that point, I think if they're only bringing four or five guys, and if we can handle their guys one-on-one, I think the next level of challenge then is, will Clawson be able to make the reads on the second or third option? Because it's one thing when they're bringing the house and he's making a quick hot read, or we're in a three-step mode where there's not a lot of, you're looking for your primary receiver and you're throwing it on in rhythm, on timing. It's another thing when you are now, they're dropping seven maybe, or they're dropping, six, and you are having to come back to your second, third, fourth option sometimes. Will Clawson be able to do that? And will we be able to protect long enough for him to do that? Because the more guys they drop in coverage, the more likely that is to happen.
Yeah.
And if there's been some criticisms of Clawson this year, it's been, can he find the second, third, or fourth receiver? I think the last 2 weeks he's done a good job with that.
Yeah, he clearly has. I thought in the Stanford game especially, he did it on a couple, the touchdown pass to Armando Allen out of the backfield. That wasn't the primary receiver. The other thing I think he's done a better job of the last 2 weeks is looking guys off. I mean, he clearly will set up the free safety in a situation where we've got that, where he'll look one way and then go to Michael Floyd. If we can just get those kind of situations, he has been throwing the ball well. I mean, he's been putting it right on the money, and I would expect the same kind of approach from him going to this game. And I really think that this more than anything, I mean, no doubt about it, we're now at the point of the season where this game could define us the rest of the way. If we get spanked and we go into North Carolina and we lose big, things could really tumble hard on us. If we go in there and we compete and it's a close game, even in a close loss, I mean, that basically tells us, you know what, we're probably headed for 8-4, which is what we were saying at the beginning of the season would be great to finish at.
Oh, no question. This is a swing game. The season does turn on this game to a certain degree. If you're able to get this one, there's really, the sky's the limit. If you're able to get North Carolina, now you look down the road at the schedule, and there isn't a game that you can't realistically win, you know, with the exception of USC, if you show that you can go on the road and win this one. That means that, you know, a game like Pitt and Boston College, that you got to feel better about those games. You lose this one, and they all seem losable to some degree. You know, I guess depending on how you lose, as you said.
Right, exactly.
But again, I definitely think we win this one in the top 25. And, you know, people have been making a lot about our soft schedule and so forth. Another way to look at the schedule, I mean, it's not beyond the realm of possibility that we will play the Pac-10 champ and we will play the Big East champ in Pitt, and that we're likely to have played and possibly beaten the ACC champ in North Carolina or Boston College. And this last one might be a bit of a stretch, but you don't know what Michigan State's going to do in the Big Ten. We might have a schedule that has 3 BCS conference champions on it. And I don't know if anybody else can make that kind of claim.
Yeah, not only that, I mean, at the beginning of the season, who would have thought North Carolina number one would be where they're at, you know? I mean, certainly I think 4-1 with the schedule they played, they beat Miami. You know, so certainly they look a little better than the start of the season. Pittsburgh, obviously, is now in the top 25, so they clearly are a little better than what they looked at the beginning of the season. Boston College is probably a win away from being in the top 25. So all of a sudden these teams, USC, I mean, you know, there's Michigan is obviously down, but that's, you know, a program that's got athletes and can play, and they're going to certainly give, you know, Penn State and others games, in that conference. But the fact of the matter is it clearly, you know, it's not the kind of thing you can say week in and week out starting from the beginning of the season that, you know, they've got the worst schedule. It all depends on how everybody plays out. And right now it's looking like the teams on our schedule are playing better than they were expected to at the beginning of the season.
Well, I tell you what, if we get this game, we can begin – if we beat North Carolina, we can begin to have the conversations about, hey, is our schedule really good or not? Are we getting respect or not? You know, are the pollsters and the pundits treating us fairly? But we have to win this game before we can start having anxiety over all those other things. First things first, let's get North Carolina, and I think we've got a good shot at it. I really do. Earlier in the season, I was very down on this game, but as the game gets closer – I'm feeling more and more optimistic. So it's prediction time, Bram. And I'll go first for Ed, who couldn't join us today. And I'm just going to predict a North Carolina victory in Ed's name because I know that's how he would want it. But Bram, what do you think?
You know, I really do think we're going to pull this one out. I don't know why. Not that I would ever pick against Notre Dame, but the fact of the matter is I actually am going to do this in confidence and say that we are going to win this game, and it's going to be a momentum changer for us for the rest of the season. I do think these guys, the difference being we've played well the last two games. We've done what we've needed to do to actually show that we could possibly win this game. And I think that this is going to be a continuation of that. These guys are going to be excited. They're going to be confident, and they're going to go into this game and do the things that they've already done. This isn't anything new. This is stuff that we've already done. And I'd argue we've played well enough so far to beat North Carolina, and I think we're going to do that. I think it's going to be – I literally think it's going to be 28-20.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going with 28-24. I think we're on the same page. And you make a great point. All we're asking for is for the team to do what they've already done. If we play like we've played already this year – but the key is we got to put it all together in the same game. The defensive effort we had against Michigan and, you know, certainly Michigan State for periods of time, the offensive effort we had against Purdue or Stanford for a half, we got to put it together and play a four-quarter game. But I think we're ready to do that, and the Irish are going to come out on top. Okay, we'll wrap it up there. We'll be back with some conversation about the North Carolina game on Monday. If you have any questions or comments, send us an email, info@domeanddomer.com. For Mike Brammer, I'm Mike Sullivan. We'll see you next time.